Good evening, everyone. It is the 29th of September. It's Thursday night, and I'm preparing this for Friday morning, the 30th of September. It's true to a certain extent that there's nothing new under the sun, but there is changes that happen in our world. There are changes that happen in our world. And we're told in the 24th chapter of Matthew some of these changes are going to take place. And if we look at the 24th chapter of Matthew, it will give us a striking picture of the things leading up to the return of Christ. And we want to have an idea of what's going to happen before Christ returns. The disciples had an interest in that subject. That's why they asked Christ to tell them, you know, what was going to happen before he came back. And Christ realized that they had an interest in that. And when he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" The end of the world. And before Jesus began to tell them, he said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." And he said, "Many's going to come in my name saying, 'I'm the Christ,' and shall deceive many." And he said, "You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." He said, "Nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places." Do we see that today? And he says, "These are the beginning of sorrows." These people that hold a preterist view, I don't see how they can say that everything's already happened in 70 AD. Can you? "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for not my name's sake. And then shall be many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." I've seen a lot of that in my day. I've seen a lot of that. And somebody wants to just part company with you over just something that you have a difference on. "Take me off your email," they say. "This relationship is over." He says, "Many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." But he does say, "He that shall endure in the end, the same shall be saved." And he does say this gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Well, that certainly hadn't happened in 70 AD, had it? That hadn't happened in 70 AD. He talks about the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, you know. There's been a lot of different thoughts about what is the abomination of desolation. I have my particular viewpoint. I think the abomination of desolation is trying to replace Christ with another sacrifice or another image of worship. And he says in verse 20, one, For then, and he's speaking after all these things have transpired, which wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes and all this, he says, then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time nor ever shall be. That's another reputation of preterism, because the world kept right on going after 70 AD. And he says, if any man shall say, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. So there shall rise false prophets and false Christs and so on. So this all is going to happen before Christ comes back. Okay. And then he says that there's going to come a time after the tribulation that the sun's going to be darkened, the moon will not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and so on. But he does remind us that no man knoweth the day nor the hour. These people that think they have it all figured out, their eschatology in a little package. I would rather go with Christ than all these people that think they have it all figured out. Well, if we're living during the time that he's speaking of here, if we're living during the time that it's speaking of in verse 21, we're living during the time where there are going to be great tribulations such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. It's going to be a very, very dark time. I hope that none of us listening to this have to live during that time. But it does look like things are coming rapidly to that point on this earth as we look around us and see what's going on. I've been accused of being a newspaper eschatologist. But how can you negate what's going on in our world right now? With all the perversion, the fornication, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the marrying and giving in marriage, they builded as it was in the days of Noah, so it was, will be in the Son of Man cometh. So it does seem like we're approaching that time. I want to conclude this devotional today with this thought. You know, let men and their philosophers fall. May Christ be my only claim, my all. Let kings and princes proudly flaunt. Earthly power and fame is all they want. My only claim is in Jesus' blood amidst the turmoil of Satan's flood. Exalting the creature is their delight. All praise to Christ, Lord, set my sight. On the eternal Christ I rest my case and only proclaim his sovereign grace. May the good Lord be with you this Friday, and may you have a good weekend. God bless.